Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, January 13th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. And coming up in the next weeks, not that far away, it does creep up on you, is the KBOO membership drive. And don't ever forget that there's no time like right now, immediately, to become a member of KBOO, your community radio. Kick off the year on an activist note and make sure your voice is heard. Headlines first before we get into the program. Haiti 4 years later, and $1 billion and counting shy of the amount of aid the world promised to the Haitian people. Haiti, of course, crawling with NGOs and nice, plump, young hipster people down there with their picks and shovels working away, drinking up all the potable water, eating all the imported food, staying in clean, safe places, helping the Haitian people. And cannibalism in the Central African Republic, an outrage that the world is taking pretty seriously. Unfortunately, the world has a propensity to take other equally egregious behavior on the part of its global citizens, and it seems to be overlooked. This, of course, is a real headline grabber. Cannibalism that always sets people off. More headlines. The association here in Cascadia, of course, the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International, get that, estimates drone technology will produce an $82 billion economic impact. $82 billion. This is, they're talking about agricultural drones, and create more than 100,000 jobs by 2025. 2025, not that long, not that far away. $82 billion, very far away. And the dynamic duo, Norm Johnson from Oregon State University and Jerry Franklin at the University of Washington, apparently these are the two geniuses who decided that they were going to mimic the forest's own patterns and behaviors in the way that in the way logging is practiced, forgetting, of course, that forests don't normally log themselves, and also forgetting that thinning trees, thinning a stand of Douglas firs and leaving the tallest trees standing, is a recipe for either disaster or salvage logging, depending on the depth of your understanding of the ecology of forests, Douglas fir forests, fir pine forests in general. The trees grow the way they grow in groves, so to speak, because they've evolved to do so over millions of years. The older trees, the taller, larger trees, are supported both above and below the ground by elaborate systems of branches above and roots below. They do not have gigantic tap roots, for trees don't. They have mats of root systems. You take out the smaller trees around a very large tree, and there goes the very large tree. It seems almost too convenient for the salvage logging industry. Nonetheless, Norm and Jerry plow forward. They're listened to because, of course, they're experts from universities, right? And the Republican state lawmaker who's running for governor said on Friday that he plans to introduce legislation to shut down Oregon's troubled health insurance exchange. If glitches in systems were rationale for shutting down entire programs, and then one would think that the Republican Party itself was due to be shut down altogether. And common sense, once again, up for debate in Salem, gun control seems like a no-brainer. Marijuana, once again, and cover Oregon, are just some of the issues. And of course, the Columbia River crossing are some of the issues lawmakers are examining when they return to Salem this week for 3 days of legislative hoedowns ahead of the February session. And Representative Ed Orcutt, Republican, Kalama, Washington, and Senator Curtis King, Republican, Yakima, Washington, aren't interested in buying Kitts Harbor's bridge. Part of the bipartisan panel of transportation leaders speaking at a news briefing last week, they specifically voiced concerns about tolls and the magical realism that has captivated our governor. Steve Horn, investigative journalist, reveals the Koch brothers, the Koch brothers company, Georgia Pacific, supplied coal chemical contaminating the coal the extraction chemicals that contaminated West Virginia River. The West Virginia River is still not up to its former condition, which in no doubt was not that great anyway. No river in that part of the country is intact right now. No river and coal mining country has been truly safe for many, many years. So this is simply one other notch on the barrel. And as we said before, moving to the international scene, of course, it's the fourth anniversary of Haiti. And as the world knows, the world seems to be marking with tears, and great wailing, lamentation, gnashing of the teeth, the passing of one of the 20th century's greatest war criminals, Ariel Sharon. Forgetting that it was not that long ago, 2005, when Sharon's sons got themselves in a bit of hot water. Turns out that it was actually the campaign finance fraud and corruption charges really ought to have been leveled at Sharon himself, not the... He basically passed the buck to his sons. His sons are a piece of work in any case. We're foregoing the weather today. It is... going to be a bit of sun, bit of rain coming up. Probably a good chance of rain for this evening. Partially clear skies today. We have temperatures in high 40s, dropping down low 40s for the evening and for tomorrow. Much the same, high 40s during the day, low 40s in the evening, and some clearing, but otherwise drizzly Oregon, Cascadia, January weather. Perfect weather for a tree sit, isn't it? That said, moving right along. Old MacDonald had a drone. Oh, yes, indeed. It's military technology turned to what? Farm use. Equipped with sensors or cameras, drones are have been proved their usefulness, or they're attempting the corporations that manufacture the drones are proving or attempting to prove to the agricultural community that they have great utility there. In fact, this has been the market of choice in recent weeks. It is claimed that they're potentially saving farmers time and money, and that they're able to download images and information and direct farmers or even farmers. This is so wonderful. I really like some of the quotes. I have a list of quotes here from our newspaper of record. Farmers or even other machines. Last time I checked, speaking as a farmer, I was not aware that I had machine parts. This from the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International. They estimate that drone technology is, this is the source of this astounding $82 billion figure. And we're trying also to get in touch with Josh Eng. He's the White Castle tree sitter. He's been in the news and busy this morning, not able to reach him. what I want to let you know about, again, is some of the more egregious and astonishing aspects of the Ariel Sharon funeral, as well as the situation in Haiti, which is not perceptibly improved, largely because so much money goes into supporting the lifestyle of the NGOs who supposedly are there working. Why not just give the money to the Haitian people? And from The Guardian, Thursday, February 17th, 2005, Israel's Attorney General lifted the threat of indictment against Ariel Sharon yesterday. End of story. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, January 13th, 2014. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio and the North Portland Neighborhood Library is proud to sponsor the Jefferson High School 13th Annual Multicultural Film Festival. On January 14th, the documentary The House I Live In explores the risks that prohibition poses to freedom and the tragedy of addicts being treated as criminals. Meanwhile, the prisons of America are growing overcrowded with nonviolent criminals and illegal drugs are still being sold in schoolyards. This film is being shown on January 14th at the North Portland Neighborhood Library off of Killingsworth Street at 6 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Wilkin & Company, PC, Certified Public Accountants, helping businesses, individuals, and nonprofit organizations make financial decisions based on their personal values since 1987. Wilkin & Company is located at 2435 Southwest 5th Avenue in Portland. Information at 503-225-1359 or wilkincpas.com.
Good morning and welcome to Locus Focus. I'm Barbara Bernstein, your host, with this weekly conversation about our place on the planet. A few species of trees have come to define what was once the nearly treeless landscape of California. Only two of these iconic species are native to California, however, coastal redwoods and giant sequoias. The other three, eucalyptus, orange, and palms, have, like most of California's residents, come from somewhere else. This morning, Jared Farmer, author of Trees in Paradise, returns to finish up a conversation we started during the last pledge drive. This morning, we're going to talk about how California's iconic trees make us look at what it means to belong or not belong, to be native, alien, or invasive, and how the way we define the trees around us is a reflection of how we define ourselves and our neighbors. Jared, welcome back to Locus Focus.
Thanks for having me.
What you call